This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Domestic workers' unions and associations have fought for and won passage of ILO Convention 189, decent work for domestic workers, and they've gone back home to their home countries and have lobbied their governments for ratification.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. That is Richard Trumka, the president of the largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO, addressing the delegates attending the federation's national convention on Sunday, September 8th.
We're proud to award the 2013 George Meany Lane Kirkland Human Rights Award to the International Domestic Workers Network.
The ILO is the International Labor Organization, the UN agency concerned with matters of work in the world. ILO Convention 189 is designed to provide domestic workers the same labor rights as any other worker in a country. To come into effect, it must be ratified by the country's national legislature. Eight countries have ratified the convention. They are Bolivia, Italy, Mauritius, Nicaragua, Paraguay, Philippines, South Africa, and Uruguay. Here is Myrtle Widboy, the chair of the International Domestic Workers Network.
I know you had a very long day, and I know you must be all very tired. But I want to ask you just to listen for a minute to us, and just to listen to who we are and what we want. The year 2006, FNV of Holland made it possible for domestic workers to come together in Holland. And when we got together there, we laugh, we cry, we sing. But we had one thing in common. We all want recognition as workers. Myself, being a former domestic worker, working for 12 years for the same family, I knew what it was and what we want. We wanted freedom. But it was not going to give to us on a golden platter. So what happened in 2006? Like all good conferences, it got put away and it's quiet. The year 2008, the IOF together, again with FNV, made it possible for us to come together in Geneva. And in Geneva, we again discuss, what do we want? How do we see ourselves? Why is it that our work is not decent work? What are we doing? And we decide to really take the struggle forward. And then it's the wrong road, a long journey. We then form the International Domestic Workers Network. And like you see with me on the stage, you see all of them, they're all part. And this Domestic Workers Network was women, and it was domestic workers. And we decided, enough of slavery. We want to free ourselves. But we couldn't do it on our own. We needed help. And there was help in the form of Solidarity Center, IOF, WICO. There were so many people that come forward and offer us the help. But what is it that we really want? What is it that we want to achieve? We want to be workers like all other workers. And then all of a sudden the ILO decides. The ILO started the campaign of Convention 189. Now, if you go into the road and you ask a domestic worker Convention 189, she's going to look at you because she don't know what you're talking about. But if you're going to ask her, what do you want? She'll start talking. And then you will say, that is what we want for all workers. So together with all these organizations and all these people assisting us, we took this long road to freedom. And slowly but surely, the international domestic workers became a workforce to be reckoned with. We start bringing in organizations, we start bringing in unions, we start mobilizing women, we start letting them speak out for themselves. It's what you want. What do you want to tell the ILO? What do you want to tell all that governments? What is it that we want? And then slowly but surely, 2010, 2011, this dream became a reality. And Convention 189 was then given to domestic workers. But Convention 189 It's paper. This is all paper. Is that what we want as domestic workers? Do we want paper? The time has come for the world to give recognition to that woman that is getting up every morning, leaving behind our children, leaving behind our family. Sometimes some of us is so old, we are grandmothers. We still need to come out to foreign countries as migrant workers to be exposed, exploited by people like you, like us. And the time has come that this Convention 189 become a reality. But how will we make it a reality? On our own, we cannot do it. We need you. We need all the people together. Because I can assure you, many of you sitting here today are employers. Many of you sitting here today have us at your homes while you are here. So what are we doing? Aren't we not contributing to the economy of the country in a silent way by keeping your home safe, your children, while our children is away from us? So today, we are facing reality. In my country, we have mobilized, we have fought. Even if I got a democratic country, even if I got a democratic government, they still employers of domestic workers. So we actually had to sleep in front of the gates of government. We actually had to sit in the pouring rain and say, President Zuma, hear our voice. And it worked. He heard our voice. But why did we have to do that? Why do we have to remind people and governments about how important we are? Why do we always have to, you know, there was in South Africa, there was a system that if I get paid, I say, thank you, madam. Today I look very smart because I want to be a madam. So I want to say to you, we always say, thank you, madam. No, I don't want to say thank you, madam. I've worked for you. You have paid me. There's another thing that we often do. We often say, oh, you know, Myrtle, she's part of the family. I am not part of your family. I will never be part of your family. If I'm part of your family, you need to let me sit at your table, and then you get up and you wash the dishes. Then I'm part of your family. So, this is what I want to say to you. I want to say to you that there is still so much exploitation. There is still so much suffering of the migrant workers. There is still so much work to do. And like I always listen to your president, you always say, America, you must do it. So what am I going to say to you today here? I know there's a Bill of Rights, California, Bill of Rights that will be debate. We ask the Senate to please pass that. We're asking him here, we're calling him here, please support the domestic workers. America, we need to have a union in America. We need to know that America is recognizing domestic workers and giving them the same labor rights that all other workers have. We want that. We cannot stand here and we're having the biggest federation. This federation, AFL-CIO, I'm challenging you here today. I might not be alive when it happened, but I'm challenging you. Make the domestic workers of America dreams come true. Make them so that they can also have a union, that they can enjoy all the labor rights. I'm appealing to all the other countries that might be here. Please. Treat the migrant workers with respect. Treat them, they are women. They left behind their families. So my appeal to you, thank you so much for honoring us. My appeal to you, the struggle is far from over. What do we need to do now? Like these young girls had a dream. I too had a dream. Now we have a dream for our children. We want our children also to be educated. But we cannot educate them with the low salary we got. We need a good salary. We need a living wage. And this is what I want. Like Martin Luther, I want to leave this with you. We also had a dream. 46 years ago, I also had a dream. Sitting alone in a back room, I had a dream. Today, 46 years later, I'm standing. Our dream for all of us is becoming a reality. But we need you. So support us in the way forward. We need to educate. We need to mobilize. We need to make sure that domestic workers understand Convention 189. Only if we make them free, we as women, all of us can be free. So let us walk together. I want to thank you all. I know I went off my speech, but this is the way I feel. And I want to say to you, thank you. Thank you. So now I want to ask you to join me. To join me. And to help us to strengthen the International Domestic Workers Network.
I love you, Myrtle. I love you.